It's over now, she'll cut the nafik. With his own will, he's like going, maybe the cut, maybe you'll have to have a chiv misa. The same thing, if he passes the wrong way, maybe you'll have a chiv misa. It's Rashi. Between Avshab, with his own will, the cut lozel, Lisa Einish Chet, Shema Yishke Bedin, the Alatsma Yomakin. He said about himself, maybe you'll make a mistake now in the Psak Din, and because of his mistake, he'll be Mechiv Misa. It's like he warned himself, make sure you pass in the right way. I'm not going to do it for my own house. I'm not going to make money to bring home. That's not my intentions. I'm going to give the psak din. I'm doing a psak shalemis. I'm going to come home empty handed. I should go the same way I come in, I should come out. And just like I'm going in without a chet, I should come out without a chet. When Rava saw that a bunch of people were walking him home, they wanted to give him COVID. He saw a whole bunch of people walking, following him to give him COVID. His Omri said like this, in order he shouldn't become a Bagaivinik, he shouldn't lift himself up too high, he said like this, Im yala la shamoyim, if you go up to the Shamayim, and if your head reaches the clouds, is yagia kegeloloi lonetzach yoved royav yomroayoi. So if they say like you're going to be like a gogoloi, the glow, the waste that comes out of the behemoth, that's what you'll be. In other words, that you have to know not to be like Ivanik. Shashimel l'shmayim suyu soifes zal lonetzach yoved. The person comes too high, makes himself like he reaches the shmayim ready, he'll end up to be nothing. He said this that he should not become a Bagaivinik. That's why Rav said this. Rav Zutra ki have a mechasvei lebe Shabbat de Rigla. When Rav Zutra, when he's old already, when they wanted to bring him in to give the drosha on the Shabbos of the regal, before the Yom Tovim they gave the big drosha, so they used to carry him al kseifu on the shoulders. Drasha mechasvei zokin hoya. Has Rav Zutra was an older person already. They carried him on poles on the shoulders, like have like a chair, and they lifted him up. The base of Medrash. They did this, but they didn't make him walk in. They rather carried him in order that the tzibu would not have to stand up for him. So Pasha, this man Yom is going that Reichiv is like Kimhalach dummy. If a person is Reichiv, it's like being carried riding, it's considered like he's walking, and when somebody's walking, you don't have to stand up. So Mela, therefore, they let him sit and carry him, that the people do not have to stand up for him. If I can, Reichiv is Kiyeshiv dummy. Forget. When do you have to stand up for somebody when he's standing up? The Chorus Mandiyam holds that Reichiv is Kiyeshiv dummy. The fact that you're sitting right now and not standing up, if you're sitting down, they don't have to stand up for you. So they're going now, since he's sitting on the chair, even though they're carrying him and bringing him in, but since he's sitting, that's called Kiyeshiv dummy, and therefore the people don't have to stand up to give him covered. Not to be matriach, not to bother the people, that they should not have to stand up. Is Omri said like this, Ki lo liyolam choysin, you're not always going to be rich. V'yemnezel ador v'ador, is seis p'nei rosho, if v'yemnezel ador v'ador, no, you're not always going to have it. Also, if you have a Musa, don't think too high of yourself. Plus it says, seis p'nei rosho le'toiv. It's not nice, like to look up to Rishoyim. It's not good for the Rishoyim that nice upon things are good for them. I mean, Seis Pnei Rosh means if you act nice to Rishoyim, it's not good in this world. In other words, if Rishoyim have it easy, the people act nice to them, it's no good for them in this world. That means Loi Toiv LeYachov, it wasn't good for Achov, Shenoso LePonu VeLom Azeh. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu was meichlim and didn't give him his punishment of this world. Shenem HaRapostik says, Yan ki nichna ochim lefonai. Since Achav, even though he was a big Rosha, but since he did one schus, he was nichna, he bowed down to Hashem, he was machni, he lowered himself, he humbled himself in front of Hashem, so Hashem said, Lo'ovi harav yomav. I'm not going to bring the punishment back in his lifetime. And that's no good for them, because like this, they don't get the punishment, they keep on doing rishis. They do worse and worse. And where did they get the punishment? In Gehenna. So they would have been much better off to have the punishment of this world. So it's no good really for the Rishoyim, the fact that Hashem is laced upon him, like forgives them, doesn't give them the punishment here, gives it to them later. They would have been better off to get the punishment here. Pasuk says, La hatois tzadik ba mishpat toiv lehem. In other words, if you do not good to tzadikim, it's good for them. That means, La hatois tzadik ba mishpat. Means, toiv lehem le tzadikim, she'ein noisim lehem ponim ba'elam azeh. It's good for a tzaddik if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nice upon him, doesn't act nice, doesn't give them something good in this world. In other words, that they'll get them maybe punishment in this world, k'day that all their schar, they'll get me'olam habo. So it's good for tzaddikim that Hashem is not nice upon him, doesn't like forgive them, doesn't like act special to them in this world. Then his toiv le'olam Moshe was good for Moshe, shelo nosu le'ponim be'olam hazeh, that Hashem was not nice upon him, didn't forgive him completely in this world. Shenem the Pasuk says, Yan lohemantem bilakdisheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe his oinish and said that since you didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem, instead of talking to the stone, you hit the stone, Barabim, you didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem, so because of that chet, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe was mace. To the Diyuk, Ho'ilu hemantem bi adayin legia zmanam lipotim min oilam. If it wouldn't have been that Moshe did this chet, if he would have had Amunin Hashem, it would have made the Kiddush Hashem, if he would have spoken to the stone and not hit it, it wouldn't have come as time to be nice. So you see here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not nice upon him. Like Hashem did not overlook this chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chet as a chet, and because that Moshe was nice. And that was a school that was good for Moshe Rabbeinu. And like he got his oinish on this world, that in the next world he only gets his schar, no oinshim. But says, Ashrehim le tzadikim, it's good for tzadikim, Leidaya, not only Shein Zeichin, that they themselves are Zeichim, and Leshemazakin Levenehim Levenehim, at Zeichko Adurus. Their schutz even helps to protect their own children and the children's children at Zeichko Adurus. Sheikam Abonim Hoyle Liaron, Sheruin Lisorif. We know Aaron has four children. We know two of them were burnt, died. Now, how many really were supposed to die? Kinodiv Aviyu. How many really were supposed to die like Nodiv Aviyu died? Really, Shinem the Plastic says, Ham Lisorim. The ones that were left over. In other words, as Rashi Alma, Afein ho yiruin lisorif v'noisru. Even the other two also really were supposed to be burnt. Really, all four sons of Aaron should have been burnt. But they were left over. Ella, why were they left over? She'omad lehem schus avim. Because the schus of Aaron or of Moshe Rabbeinu protected them. So the schus of their fathers protect the children. Oy lehem l'rishoyim, oy vei to the rishoyim, loy dayin not only, shemechayovin atzmon, that they themselves deserve to get punishment, ele shemechayovin levneim, they cause their children also to get punishment, o levneim, the children's children, atzot kloderis, mamish atzot kloderis, because of one Russia, he could call all his children to get punishment. Har bei bonim hoy lele Canaan, Canaan had a lot of children, shoruyin lisma ketevi avdoi, shor Rabbi Gamliel, what you do with the Gemara Mishnah Brachos brings down that the Gamliel had a special Eved. He was from Canaan, but he was called Tevi Avdoi, and he was a kosher Eved. One man the other called him a Talmud Chochem even. And that was the Maisa that says, usually when you ever dies, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tanchumin. You can't like act like a regular person died, but when Gamliel, when his Eved was nice, he was Mekabel Tanchumin. And the Gemara said, I am not allowed to. So Gemara answered, he said, Tevi Avdoi loikishar avodim, no kosher hoya. He was a special Eved. He was a kosher one. So Mar said, like, really, there should have been a lot of avodim that should have been kosher, like Tevi Avdoi. So how come all the other avodim, we never hear another Eved that came out of Canaan that's called a kosher? Mashem, all the other avodim were only klolos, were cursed. Ela shechoyva savihem gormelhem. It's because of the choyv that Canaan did, his klola that he did, was gorm all his children, at least most of them, all had the klola. They were all called, like, cursed avodim. And nobody was really called the kosher Eved, only this one Eved of Rav Gamliel, the Tevi Avdi, he was called the kosher. Moravaita kol ha-mezake es ha-rabim. Whoever does mitzvahs and helps along the rabbin, helps other people also to do mitzvahs, is ein chet bo al-yodoy. It's a school that you yourself won't come to do a chet. Rashi says, ein chet bo al-yodoy, ha-kodesh boruch hu manchem iponev es ha-veris. Kodesh Baruch Hu helps you and pushes away the Eitzara that you won't come to do the Averis. And the opposite, the Kol Hamachti Es Rabim, whoever does, makes other people do Chatoyim, not only he does, he causes other people also, is Kamat, Ein Maspikim B'yod Elas Teshuvah. The Kamat don't help you at all. Some of Parshim take out the word Kamat, but they don't help you at all in Shemayim to do Tshuvah. It's going to be very hard for you to do Tshuvah. Now, Kol HaMazak, Yes, the Rabbi Mein Chetpo, Yodoy, what's the Hezah, my time, or why? Why, if you help other people to do Toiv, you don't have a Chet? Kadesh Shiloh Yehei Hu Begehenim V'Talmid HaVegan Eden. It's like Yav Talmidim, so it's not nice that the Talmidim will go to Gan Eden. And you, the Rebbe, you being Gehenim, it's not nice. So because of that, Hashem helps you that you won't do a chet. Shenem Raposek says, Ki Lo Yisazoiv Nafshi Lishoil Lo Yisiten Chasidcho Liroi Shochas. And of course, Bochel won't let his chassidim to go see Shochas to see Gehenim. In other words, if you have Tamidim, Yom Hazaka, other people, B'schuzeh, you yourself won't come to do Chatoim. Shrashi Kloi Sazov Navshi, Lomadnu Shekodesh Baruch Hu Meneyas HaChet Mil HaChshiloi. Kodesh Baruch Hu holds back the Chet and doesn't let the Yetzara be Machshu you. Right to the other way, B'chol HaMachta Yesarabim, whoever causes other people to do Chatoim, do bad. Is a maspikim biyodalasas tshuva. They don't let you in Shemayim do tshuva, they hold you back. Why? Shelo yehu began edim, as you, the big rush that caused everybody else to do, if you do tshuva, you'll end up in Gehenim. V'talmid be Gehenim, and your talmidim will be burning in Gehenim, that's also not nice. So since you were the one that caused them to go to Gehenim, Hashem doesn't let you do tshuva so easy, so that you'll also be in Gehenim. Shenema the Pasuk says, Odom Oshuk, Vedam, is nofesh advor yonus altismuchu boy. You're not going to be helped. In other words, if you make other people go to Gehenim, you won't be helped. They won't help you in Shemayim. Yeah. But the Mishnah said, Ho'aymer echte v'yoshu. Somebody says, I'll do a chet right now. I know I'll get punished for it. No, I'll do tshuva. Then a second time, echte v'yoshu. Again, the person does the same chet. And he says, again, I'll do tshuva. So the Mishnah says, also, I must speak of the other last of tshuva. They don't help you to do tshuva. The more lomuli lemein echte v'yoshev echte v'yoshev. How come the Mishnah says it twice? The Chur, what's the kasha? The Chur poshid, you learn that after one time it doesn't happen. It's only you have to do it two times. The Chur, that's part of the Gemara's kasha. Like, what's the difference? What's so bad if you did it once or twice? Like the Chur, if one time is not so bad, Mashpiv, you say once, echte, I'll do the chet v'yoshev and I'll do tshuva. They don't stop you, they let you do tshuva. So what's the difference too? Because one more time, it's all gefelach. So Gemara says yes. And the Gemara k'derav huna, Omar Rav. The Omar Rav huna Omar Rav. Kivon she'over odem avera v'shona bo. When a person does an avera once, and then he does the same avera second time, you should know hutroloi. And mamish becomes like a hutter. He thinks he's allowed to do it now. For the Gemara hutroloi talk with Aituch. Can you tell me it really means you have a hefty? You're allowed to do it because you did the avera twice. Now you're allowed to do it. Ella, what it means to say is nasis like hetter. The person makes it to himself as if he's doing something right. There is one time you do something wrong and you feel bad. Ah, I'm doing a chet. The second time you do it already, it's time I got you, that now you talk into yourself, I'm doing the right thing. And I've added the third, or fourth, or fifth time. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. If you say twice, you do the chet, then they're not going to let you do tshuva anymore. Because when you do it twice, yes, twice is worse than once. If you do it only once, a person feels bad about it. And he could do tshuva, he really feels bad. Mashenkin, once you do it twice, then it's very hard to do tshuva. Then the Yetzirah got a hold of you, and it's mamish nas like heter, it's very hard to do tshuva. The Rashi is b'kudrav huna. The chivon, the chot, the trei zimna, when a person does the chet twice, shuvein mastikim yod las the tshuva. Lefi shraveira doimalov heter. That's the hezber. Because when you do it twice, now it, you consider as if you did the right thing already. Therefore, it's very hard to do tshuva. Right, and then the Mishnah says, loshen of echtov yom kippurim mechaper. Ein yom kippurim mechaper. Because here it doesn't say twice, here even one time. If a person says, yes, I'll do chatoyim. You'll get an oinish? No, I'll wait for Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur will be mechaper. So the Mishnah says, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, it's not mechaper. The Mishnah says, leivu l'chur masnisim like Rebbe. L'chur, our Mishnah does not go according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned before, Rebbe says, akol avera shabbatayram, beinos tshuva, beinoyos tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. Rebbe holds that if you live through Yom Kippur, even if you don't do tshuva, still you have a kapurim. It's the Atzuma Shoyim, the day itself of Yom Kippur, has the curse to be mechaper, to clean us off. So the Rishonim want to say, Avada doesn't clean you off completely. Avada Rebbe also's made you have to have tshuva to make a kapura gemura. But our Kopanim Rebbe holds the actual day of Yom Kippur itself has the curse to wash you off a little bit. It gives you a little bit kapura. So the Chura, how could you tell me then, if a person says Echtam, and I wait for Yom Kippur is not mechaper, why not? According to Rebbe, it's mechaper even without tshuva. So why shouldn't it be good? So Mora says, no, afilu tamer Rebbe, this member could even go according to Rebbe. I'll tell you, Agav Shani, when does Rebbe say Yom Kippur is mechaper for you? If you didn't say this lashon, speak out, like you didn't shepherdzich, you didn't start up with Yom Kippur. You didn't say, I'm going to do the chet now when I rely on Yom Kippur to mechaper me. Stand, you did a chet. Lady, when you live through Yom Kippur, it's mechaper for you. But if you're shepherdzich, you start up with Yom Kippur, now you tell Yom Kippur, you know, I'm going to do chatoyim now. And I'm not afraid I'll get a punishment because I know you, Yom Kippur, you'll have to forgive me. Nothing doing. Then when it comes to Yom Kippur, for this person, Yom Kippur doesn't clean him. It's not machap for him at all. So Mishnah says, averus between you and Hashem, then you have the kapara on Yom Kippur. Just you have mechila. You don't have a mechila, you don't have a kapara just by saying vidui, you have to first go be mefayish your chaver. You have to ask your friend to be mechil you. Romilei Rav Yosef bar Chavoy l'Rabbi Yavua. Averus shebenodom lechaveroi. Averus shebenodom lechaveroi. Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur, that's what Mishnah says. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. I will accept the pasuk says, "V'yemyecht ish liish, ofil loy elohim." As if a person does a chet one to another, ofil loy to have a minirid. This means elakim like. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mechaper him. So as mashma, if you do a chet, you do something wrong to your friend, you could come on to Hashem, will forgive you. All you have to do is just do tshuva. Moreh says no. My eloy him here. It means dinah. Doesn't really mean Hashem. It means elohim here. It means the dying. It means you go to Bezdin. And like if you stole from a person and you give back, then you'll have kapara. It's not enough just to do tshuva. You have to go ask mechila from your friend. If so, let's see the end. The end says, if you do a chet to Hashem, who will forgive you? So, if a person does a chet to his friend, and the bezdin helps you out, is yimchuloi, then you'll have a mechila. Let's say no, a person didn't do an avera to his friend. A person only did an avera like he ate chazir. He only did an avera benodim lamakam. Mi yispalo b'yadoi, who's going to help you? Then it doesn't help to go ask your friend for mechila. Your friend can't help you then. Then you only come on to tshuva ma'isim toifim. Then if you did a chet between you and Hashem, the only thing that would help you if you do tshuva ma'isim toifim. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Averis ben odim lamakam, you do tshuva, it helps. Averis ben odim lechaveroi, you have to first ask mechila from your friend, and then avade still you have to ask mechila from Hashem. Because every aver you did ben odim lechaveroi is also an aver ben odim Hashem. Like Hashem said, don't hurt your friend, don't steal, don't hit your friend. So every time you hurt your friend, you're also doing an aver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So avade, first you have to ask your friend for mechila, and then avad, you still have to have mechila. Avad, you still have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should be mechila. You have to do tshuva. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol hamaknet es chaveiro. If somebody chepezich, bothers his friend, hurts his friend, afilu bedvorim, even if you only spoke not nice about him, you hurt him by saying bad things to him, esorach l'faisoi. Still you have to ask him for mechila. You have to appease him. Shenem Rapozik says, b'ni, imorafto l'reyecho, tokato lazoka pechi. If you did something bad to your friend, either you hit him with your hands, you heard him just with imre picha, just with your mouth, was saying, "Is asoy zoyz do this? Eifai beniv he not sold. How are you going to be saved? Kivosa b'chafri yecha, because you hurt your friend. Leches rapes, go and be machni yourself to him. Nor ask him for mechila or rahavri yecha, come to love him, come to be his friend." So in other words, even if you only spoke bad to him, still you have to ask him for mechila. In moment yesh biyodcha, if you have money, if you stole from your friend, hatalei pisas yad, open up your hands and give him back the money. V'yim lav, if you didn't steal from him, you just spoke bad to him, har b'yolav reyim, try and act, be friendly with him, or else make other people be friendly with him, because then that person should be meichu you. Rashi says here, leches rapis means yad. Open up your hand and pay him back the money. Let's say you spoke bad about your friend. Then have a lot of friends go to him. Now that person should be meichu you. And speak to a lot of people, they should go talk him in to forgive you. You have to go in three different rows. And each row you have to have three people. In other words, you have to go three times, and each time you have to have three people with you. Shenem the pasuk says, Yoshor al anoshim, v'yoymecha tosi, v'yoshor havisi, v'loy shavali. Mashma, three times you have to go. Shashi b'sholosh shuris, sholosh pomi faisuam, v'sholosh anoshim. Each time you go to him, you have to go with three people, and each time you have to ask him to forgive you. V'chol pam, shenem ha yoshor, loshon shura. Yoshor means loshon of a row. And each row means at least three people. Chotosi, Hare Pamach, that's one. The Yosher Havisi Areshtayim. Vleshovli Areshleshem. That's right from this pasuk. Three times you have to go to your friend to ask him to be Meichel you, and each time you have to have three people with you. Rav Yosef, Rav Choma, someone goes, Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Kol HaMavakesh Mata Mechaveroi. If somebody asks Mechila from his friend, is Ayavakesh Mimenu Yosef Mishleshe Pomin. You should not ask your friend more than three times. If he doesn't forgive you after three times, you don't have to ask him more. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ono Sono, V'yata Sono, that's all, Mashmah three times. Trashi, Ono Sono, V'yata Sono, Ein No Elosha Makosha. So Mashmah three times, that's all. V'yemeis, let's say your friend died, you did something wrong to your friend, and before you asked him for Mechila, he died, is how do you get your Kapara, how do you get your Mechila? Is Alocha, Mevi Yasar Ben Yodim, you have to take 10 people with you. O Ma'amidim Akibra, go to where is, go to the base of Chorus, where he's buried. V'yomer, and say like this, I did a chet to Hashem. Like we said, every chet ben odol mechaveroi is also a chet ben odol mokam. Ol pleini, and also to this person, shechavalti boy, I did something bad to him. And he asked me for mechila. Rabbi Yirmiyah had le milso le Rabbi Abba bade. Rabbi Yirmiyah had something that Rabbi Abba didn't act nice to him. Rabbi Abba, what she said, had le milso Rabbi Abba bade. Mis Rabbi Abba hoyu le lisroi ma Rabbi Yirmiyah shechotu loy. In other words, Rabbi Abba did something bad to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah did something bad to Rabbi Abba. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah did something bad to Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Yirmiyah now wants to go ask Mechila from Rabbi Abba. Is Rabbi Yirmiyah did something bad, heavily milk for Rabbi Abba? Is Bahadei. Is Ozel, so Rabbi Yirmiyah went to visit Rabbi Abba to ask him for Mechila. Is Eisav Adosha ad Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Yirmiyah came to the doorpost of Rabbi Abba. When Rabada's maid was spilling out the dirty water, some of the water fell on Rabbi Yirmiyah's head. Is Omas, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Osuni ki ashpa, you made me like the garbage. Korah Nafshi called upon himself the Pasik, Me ashpa is your Evyun. From the ashpa, from the garbage, Hashem picks up the Evyun. Is Shomer Rabbah, so Rabbah heard what's going on. So really, Rabbi Yirmiyah was coming to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba should be Meichelim. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah did something wrong to Rabbi Abba. But now it came out that Rabbi Abba did something wrong to Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's when awfully happened, so Rabbi Abba went out to see Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omalei, so Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hashta, now that this happened to you, that some of my dirty water went on you, Tzirichna Lamepek Adaitchon, I have to go and ask you for Mechila now. The Pasuk says, Leich Yisrapes, Uroar V'yechon. Like if you did something bad to somebody else, right away go and ask him Mechila. See, even though Rabbi Yirmiyah was coming to Rabbi Abba, now it came out to Rabbi Abba how to ask Mechila back from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Well, Rabbi Zera, ki hevele milsa badi inshi. When Rabbi Zera had that somebody did something bad to him, so the person was supposed to ask Mechila from Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera did something very nice. Have yicholef v'ton lekamei. Rabbi Zera used to always make himself go in front of that person. Well, mamtilei, that's in order that the other person should find Rabbi Zera easily, ki hecha denesi v'nepik lei midaitei. In order that that person should ask Mechila from Rabbi Zera. Now let's say Reuven did something bad to Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera wanted to make it easy for Reuven to ask Mechila, so Rabbi Zera used to walk in front of Reuven a lot, in order that Reuven would have a very easy time to ask Mechila from Rabbi Zera. Rav hevelei milsa badi hutavcha. Rav had a story with the butcher, that the butcher did something wrong to Rav, the butcher didn't act nice to Rav. He did a tavachot aloi. The tavach did a chet after he gypped Rav. He charged him too much, he didn't give him good meat. Did something wrong. So the butcher never came to ask Mechila from Rav. If Amal Yom Kippur came Erev Yom Kippur, and Poshad Rav, as his chassidus, got worried for this butcher. He figured, oh, it's Erev Yom Kippur now. The person didn't ask me for Mechila. If he's going to go through Yom Kippur, he'll have a big einish. So Omar, so Rav said, I myself, Rav, will go to meet this Tavach, the butcher, like maybe he'll be Mephias. Even if Lashon, I'll be Mephias him, I'll like appease him, really means to say that maybe he'll be Mephias me, and I'll be able to be Michael him. Yeah. Is Toga Be Rav Huna. So Rav Huna met up with Rav, Omalei Lehechi Kozomar, where are you going to? As Rav Huna asked Rav, where are you going now? Omalei, so Rav answered back to Rav Huna, Lefusa Lepalni, I'm going to appease that person. Really what he meant to say is, I hope, halavai, that person, like, will appease me. is Omar. Rav Huna knew what was going on, and he said, Omar, Ozel Abba, no, it's Rav, you might call Lashon Abba, Lemiktol Nafshei. You're going to kill that person. Because I will soon say the story is that the butcher never asked Mechila for Rav, and because of that, the butcher himself died. So Rav Huna knew what was going on here. Yeah, what was the ma'isa? Ozel, so Rav went to the butcher. V'kom alavayim. He was stood right next to the butcher. Have yosir v'kom polirashim. What was the butcher doing? He was chopping a head of an animal. He was chopping a bone of the head. Doli eine, the butcher lifted up his head. V'chazyen, he saw Rav. Omalei Abba, ad zil. So he told the butcher called Rav Abba, like my father. Ad zil, you go away. Lestri milsabador, I have nothing to do with you. In other words, the butcher not only didn't yes mechila, but if he was mavazer Rav, he told Rav, "You go away. I never did anything to you. I don't know you any apologies. Get out of here." Is bahadet the kapoli reisha when this butcher, while he was banging the head, is ishtomet garmo, a bone fell out, omachya v'kua, it hit him on his throat. The katle, the bone killed the butcher. That was the ma'isa. So ma'isa's Rav Huna knew what was going on here. In other words, like Rashi says, v'kua v'gagroisam, and his gagra in his throat. In other words, Rav meant to make it easy for the butcher to ask mechila. And that's the klal. When it's easy to do a mitzvah and you don't do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a big einish. Because you have no tour. Why didn't you do the mitzvah? Bishleim, if it's hard to do it, you have a terrence, it's hard for me to do it. But when something is very easy and you don't do it, then it's a big tain on you. That's here. The Rav wanted to make it so easy for the butcher to ask mechila. And still the butcher didn't ask mechila, so that's a terrible chet. For that, the butcher got killed right away. Famous, the Koich V'yor, they speak out that where did Rav learn such a midah like this? How did Rav know to act like this? So he says, learned it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know, the Aseret she made tshuva to more dash in the Pasuk, Dir Shu Hashem V'imotzu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes very close to what the Aseret she made tshuva. And that's why it's brought down Halacha, that the Benanim, they have the Gzar Din on Yom Rosh Hashanah. It must do tshuva good. If they don't do tshuva, they end up to be chayovim. So the Velt Kashrid, if you're Benanim, means you're 50-50. So on Rosh Hashanah you are 50-50. On Yom Kippur, what do you have to do tshuva for? Just do one more mitzvah. If you do one more mitzvah in between, so you become a tzaddik gomer and you get your gzad din l'toyiv. His mashma din is no only if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you won't be zeicha. Why only do you have to do tshuva? So he wants to mask like this gemara here, that these 10 days that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes very close to us. Why does Hashem, dear Hashem, be matzu? Why is Hashem so close to us? Because Hashem wants us to ask mechilu these days. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. So Hashem is so kind to us, He comes very close to us, that it's very easy to do tshuva. Therefore, since it's easy to do tshuva these 10 days, if we don't do tshuva then, it's such a big chet, it's such a gefel chazach, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, you won't weigh out your scale to make you a tzaddik. Therefore, the only way to be a tzaddik is to do tshuva. Mamash at this mice of Rav, so Rav learned out from Hashem. Just like when Hashem on the 10 days of Aseret she made tshuva, He comes to us to make it easy for us to do tshuva. That's what Rav also did. Rav went to this butcher to make it easy for the butcher to do tshuva. And if you, in that these days when Hashem is close, it's easy to do tshuva. And we don't do tshuva, the chet is so terrible, like here the butcher had to die. And that's why also the benini is not zeicha. The only way a benini could be zeicha is if he does tshuva. Right. Rav hevi posik sidra kaima de Rebbe. Rav was saying over Gemara, Sidra Shipashis Mikra, Shal Neviyah No Shekhsuv, and he's saying over Nach, in front of Rebbe, is Ayo, also Rebbe,